Hello, little baby. I think it's about time for you to go to sleep. So let mommy put you to bed. Mommy wants you to relax. Just relax and let yourself feel so safe. Because you are about to go to sleep and have sweet dreams. Mommy is here to make sure you fall fast asleep. Just relax. Let your body relax. Let your mind relax. It's your bedtime, and babies don't have to worry about anything when they go to sleep. They can just drift off so easily because they know they are safe and protected. Relax your entire body. And relax your mind. Release all tension from your body. Release all thoughts from your mind. Feel your body and mind relax. Feel your body and mind regress. You are relaxing and regressing so that you can become open and obedient to my words. Because I know that's what you want. You want to regress so deeply and let mommy put you to bed. You want my words to enter your mind and regress you even further. You want my words to make you feel so sleepy and regressed. And they will. All you have to do is listen. Listen to my voice. Let my voice sink into your mind. Every word that I say is penetrating your mind. So that you can regress further and further and relax more and more. And you can feel it, can't you? You can feel my words relaxing you so deeply. And you can feel my words regressing you so deeply. Making you feel so small and sleepy, dependent on my every word, dependent on mommy to make you feel so little and to put you to bed. And you know you want this too. You know you want to be a sleepy, regressed little baby. And you're getting so close. Because you can see yourself lying in a crib now. You are lying in a crib and you are so small. You see the tall bars of the crib surrounding you. The lights around you are dim. Just a soft, comforting glow from your nightlights. You see stuffed animals around you. You feel so cozy and safe and sleepy. And you see a little mobile spinning around above you. It's playing lullaby music. And it has little clouds and stars and moon slowly spinning around. I want you to watch this mobile slowly spin around above you. Watch the little white clouds and yellow moon and stars spin slowly in a circle. Focus on the mobile spinning in a circle above you, while feeling yourself become more and more relaxed and more regressed. The longer that you watch the mobile spinning above you, the more relaxed and regressed you feel. You feel like such a cozy, relaxed little baby. And while you continue watching the mobile spin above you, I am going to count down from 5. And as I count down, you will become so relaxed and regressed. You will fall so deeply into trance as I count down. And by the time I get to 1, you will be deeply regressed and in a deep state of trance. 5, relaxing so deeply. 4, regressing so deeply. 3, feeling so small and regressed. 2, going so deep into trance. 1, falling into trance, asleep. Aw, look at the sleepy baby. You're feeling so sleepy and small, aren't you? Well, you aren't ready for bed quite yet. Do you know what babies have to wear to bed? That's right, a diaper. All babies have to wear diapers to bed. And you're a baby, aren't you? Yes, you are. If you're not diapered, you might have an accident while you sleep. Yes, babies like you can't control yourselves. That's why you need to be protected in a diaper while you sleep. So let's get this diaper on you. Don't worry, Mommy can change you in your crib. You are becoming very aware of your diaper area. You can feel all of these sensations of a diaper change. Mommy pulls out a diaper and unfolds it. It has little teddy bears and clouds all over it. It looks thick and fluffy. You can hear all the crinkles as Mommy unfolds the diaper. Mommy grabs your ankles and pulls your legs and bottom up. You feel the cool air on your bottom. Mommy slides the diaper underneath you and lays your bottom back down on the diaper. The diaper feels so soft underneath you. First, you need baby lotion. Mommy grabs some baby lotion and warms it up in her hands before gently rubbing it into your skin. Mommy rubs the baby lotion around your thighs and diaper area. It feels slightly cool against your skin. Now it's time for powder. Mommy grabs some baby powder and gently sprinkles it all over your diaper area. You can feel it tickling your skin as it falls down. You can smell the sweet smell as Mommy rubs it into your skin. You can feel Mommy's hands gently rubbing and spreading the baby powder across your skin. Now that your skin is nice and protected, Mommy pulls the front of the diaper up between your legs and over your tummy. You can hear all the crinkles, and you can feel the thickness of the diaper between your legs. It's time to tape you up. Mommy pulls out the tape on one side and stretches it over to securely fasten it. Mommy rubs the tape to make sure it's nice and stuck. You feel the pressure of Mommy's hands over your diaper. Now it's time for the other side. Mommy pulls out the other tape and stretches it over and securely fastens it. Mommy rubs the tape nice and good. Now you are all taped up in your diaper. Mommy gently tucks in the leak guards all the way down your diaper. How does that feel? How does it feel being safe and protected in your diaper? Now, if you have any accidents during the night, your diaper will protect you. Now let's get you dressed in some PJs. Mommy goes to grab some PJs and comes back with a onesie. It has long sleeves and little moons and stars all over it. Can you lift up your arms for Mommy? Mommy puts your arms in the sleeves and pulls the sleeves down. Now it's time for your head. Mommy pulls the onesie over your head. Then Mommy pulls the onesie down over your tummy. Now it's time to do the snaps. There are 4 snaps on the onesie. Mommy snaps 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mommy pats your diaper. You can feel her hand through your onesie and diaper. You can feel the onesie holding your diaper securely. Now you're almost ready for bed. And you're feeling so relaxed, aren't you? You are feeling so regressed after being diapered by Mommy. You are ready to just fall right asleep. But there's a couple more things a baby like you needs to have. Babies love the comfort of sucking on a pacifier while they sleep, don't they? Mommy is going to go grab your pacifier. Mommy gets her pacifier and she gently pushes it into your mouth. You begin sucking on your pacifier. And it's making you feel even sleepier and more regressed. The more you suck on your pacifier, the sleepier and more regressed you feel. Now mommy knows you need one more thing before you can go to sleep. Your favorite stuffed animal. Babies love cuddling with their favorite stuffed animal while they sleep, don't they? Mommy is going to go get your stuffy. It looks like mommy found it. Mommy brings your stuffy to you and places it underneath your arm so you can snuggle with it. Now it looks like you are ready for bed. You are feeling so sleepy and regressed. You know that you'll fall asleep so easily and effortlessly, and you'll have sweet dreams all night. But before you can go to sleep, mommy is going to read you a bedtime story. Would you like that? Mommy is going to pick out something to read. This looks cute. This story is called Tiny Saurus. Are you ready? Of course, dinosaurs are big. Everybody knows that. But there was just one dinosaur that was small, very small. Tiny Saurus wasn't much bigger than a cat, so nobody took much notice of him. The other dinosaurs stomped around from tree to tree, making everything shake. You always know there's a dinosaur around when the trees start to shake. Tiny Saurus didn't stop around. He just curled up and waited for those great big dinosaurs to pass him by. And not only did those great big dinosaurs make the trees shake, they always stretched up high and ate the leaves. Some trees had fruits, which was even better. But Tiny Saurus couldn't do that. Tiny Saurus couldn't make the trees shake even a little bit. Tiny Saurus couldn't stretch up high enough to eat the leaves or the fruits. But Tiny Saurus knew exactly what to do. The big dinosaurs never saw, but Tiny Saurus followed closely behind them. Tiny Saurus just waited. He waited until the trees stopped shaking, and the big dinosaurs stomped off to shake new trees. And since the big, tall dinosaurs never looked down, they didn't see all the fruit and all the leaves that had fallen to the ground. What a feast that came tumbling down from those shaking trees. Tiny Saurus just sat and waited for the fruits to fall down right in front of him. He had to be careful they didn't fall on his head. Dinosaurs are very messy eaters. They really don't bother about what misses their great big mouths. They also make a lot of slurping noises. It's hard to miss a dinosaur having lunch. But the biggest danger to Tinysaurus was getting stepped on. Dinosaurs never look where they are going. They head for the next fruit tree and just stomp off. Any small animals on the ground are in great danger. Nobody wants to be stomped on by a dinosaur, so Tinysaurus had to be very careful. Tinysaurus stayed behind the dinosaurs. He listened carefully, and when he heard them eating and felt the tree shaking, he took cover. He would try to find somewhere safe to hide, usually under big leaves. Then Tinysaurus would wait and listen. It's best to wait until the dinosaurs have finished eating. And you know when they have finished eating, when the slurping stops, and the dinosaur has a mighty great burp. That mighty burp means that the dinosaur is full and ready for a little sleep. And whenever that happens, Tinysaurus waits a little longer for the dinosaur to walk away to lie down and snooze. Then it's Tinysaurus's turn to eat the fallen fruit. There is no danger of the dinosaur waking up, as they like a long, lazy nap after eating so much. So Tinysaurus has plenty of time to eat. Of course, Tinysaurus likes a little sleep after his lunch too, but not too close to the dinosaur, in case he flicks his tail or twitches. A dinosaur tail twitch could flatten a tiny dinosaur easily. Tinysaurus always finds somewhere safe for his sleep, under some leaves or snuggled under a little bush. Not too near, but not too far from the sleeping dinosaurs, because Tinysaurus likes to follow the big dinos. Because if you can't reach up high yourself, it's perfect if somebody else can. The end. Now it's time for the baby to go to sleep. Mommy is going to count down from 5, and when I get to 1, you will fall fast asleep. You will remain regressed while you sleep, and continue sucking on your pacifier, cuddling your stuffy, and using your diaper. 5, feeling so sleepy. 4, cozy and regressed. 3, cuddling your stuffy. 2, sucking on your pacifier. 1, sweet dreams.